Ute, you have opened the floodgate. Now, I was listening again to the communion when you took the communion service two Thursdays ago. And, you know, you brought some truths out about, you know, how we can, you know, be distracted even while taking communion. And you looked at Jesus the very first day he was having that, what we call today the communion, though then he was observing the Passover, but he turned it into something very, very profound about his flesh and his blood. Flesh broken, beaten, battered for us, for our sins, for our iniquities, and then his blood to cleanse us from every sin, every iniquity. You know, profound truths. I told you what I took out that day. It was more of, you know, not being distracted by my feelings, because I tell you, I was having some feelings. And the blood of Jesus washed away those feelings that day through what you shared. You know, in a quick, you know, recap for us, Dr. Uche, what is a distraction? What is a distraction? You know, what is distraction?
So a distraction is anything at all that takes away your attention or your focus from something else. Okay, so that's the easiest way. It's anything. It might be an activity, might be a thought, anything at all that takes your attention, that takes away your focus from something else. So it could be a diversion. So we also established that, you know, for you to have a distraction, there must be a goal or a purpose. If not, the distraction by itself can actually become your goal.
Okay. All right. Let me take you further on that.
Okay.
For example, so anything that takes our attention away from something goal, else. From something else. All right. So what are we doing tonight? And I want people participating also to join. So, for example, we're all gathered here, people watching from all over, you know, all over the world. You know, we at times see evangelist Beretta from, you know, New York, Bronx, you know, joining us, and people from all over the world joining. Right. Why? For example, why are we gathering tonight? What's the purpose of the gathering? And then let's look at what could distract us. So we would like people at this point to give us practical things, as Dr. Uche would tell us, our goal tonight, our purpose tonight. And then please just put in the comments what can distract us. So Dr. Uche, over to you. What is our goal tonight? What's our purpose? Why are we gathering? Why are we online?
So our purpose this evening is to study the Word of God. It's a Bible study. So everything we're doing for the next hour or so is geared towards achieving that purpose, which is studying the Word of God, explaining it, unraveling its truths, looking for ways it applies to us, reminding ourselves of things, just basically going into the Word of God. That's our purpose for this evening.
Glory. And, you know, there's something that about the times and seasons we live in now. When you look at, I think it's the book of 1 Peter, I'm trying to get the exact verse, but it was just talking about the last days that we live in, the very last days we are in right now. And it was telling us about so many things that will be happening, you know, diverse things, and this, you know, all sorts of things that could be distractions. Now, you know what? Let me get that exact scripture, because it's going to make a lot of sense. You know, so people, please, as you're joining, we're talking about busyness versus business. So please put in the comments what you think can distract us from studying the Word of God tonight, because that's our aim. What do you think can take our focus away from hearing the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and learning the Word of God? Now, the scripture, what I wanted to bring out to us is something that the scriptures tells us to do while all these distractions in these last days that we're living in are happening. You know, let me, I'll get it out now, okay? To tell us something we need to do so that we are not distracted. It's not in 1 Peter, it's in 2 Peter. Sorry, technical team, we didn't send that scripture to you earlier. So it's 2 Peter chapter 3. And let me read from, let me read it in context, just a bit of context from verse 17. 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 17. When you look, you know, read it from verse 1, it's telling us all the things that's coming, the day of the Lord coming, you know, all the stuff going on, all the, you know, challenges, the last days. Okay, let me read from verse 1. It says, "The second epistle, beloved, I write to you in both which I stir up your minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which are spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their lusts, saying, where is the promise of the coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." Now, it's just telling us the things that are happening now. So he now admonishes us from verse 17. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 now. 2 Peter 3:17. He says, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked." So this is something the scriptures is telling us to beware of. He now says this is what we should do to keep our focus, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. So we part this Bible study, we're doing exactly that, verse 18. We come together. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." He said we should come to him, learn from him. So the study we're doing, the Bible study we're doing, the fellowship, the gathering together is for us to stay on focus on growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So people, as you are commenting live on Facebook, as you are commenting on Love Slido, that's the hashtag from the Slido, we'd like you to practically tell us the things maybe that are distracting you right now, or the things that can distract you from growing in grace from this Bible study. You know, let's be practical. Let's be real. Let's come home. You know, I can tell you, you know, I woke up this morning, for example, and I just suddenly felt like, no, I needed some to hear the word of God. I felt so hungry. You know, I just felt hungry. There was that hunger, the thirst in me. I just need to hear God. I need to know God. I want God to speak to me. You know, I woke up with that. It was like an emptiness, and I really, you know, needed to be filled. So people, what are the things that can distract us from this Bible study, from growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? And I can see a comment already. Thank you, UD Brandy. Example of distraction on Facebook Live. I love this. Could be pop-ups from face page timeline. So while you're even trying to, you know, focus on the service, pop-ups can come. Thank you for that, UD Brandy. The Inka Kizo Ojuromi says, feelings and emotions can distract us. Just like, you know, you shared with us during the communion 2 Thursdays ago. You know, I was looking at it the way I was feeling. But then when you were ministering and talking about, you know, Jesus did not allow his feelings to distract him from his purpose. He was going to the cross. He was going to die for mankind, for our salvation. And here was Judas, who was there, who was going to betray him. He still served him the bread and the wine. Amazing grace. So I don't know feelings, emotions. What can be the things, Dr. Uche, that could distract us as people are commenting? Thank you very much. I can see more comments coming. Yes, go on, sir. Yeah.
So other kind of distractions could be, thinking about it now, practically speaking, could just be, you could actually start feeling a bit of pride. You know, you could actually start feeling like, familiarity. It's a Bible study. I've done many of these before. It's a scripture I already know, and so on and so forth. So that in itself could actually be a distraction. So on the surface, it's supposed to be a good thing, the fact that you know God's word. But in this case, it's now turning into a distraction because it's no longer keeping you humble. You need to be humble to learn. So if you're no longer, that humility is no longer there, and you feel like, this is something I already know, this is something I've already heard before, then it's actually, your knowledge has actually become a distraction.
Wow, that's deep. We need to come hungry. We need to come empty every time we come together. Thank you for that, Dr. Uche. I'm not sure. Can you see comments where you are? Okay, let me read. Or if the media team can help us, I'm seeing comments now popping up on the Slido. The Slido is not a distraction, by the way. I'm just looking at it so I can tell. Because social media can be a distraction. So, yeah, cooking and social media, as if the person, I read the person's mind, can distract us from listening and studying the Word of God. Do you know another thing? It's a subtle one, Dr. Uche. You know, while you are even trying to maybe comment as the study is going on, you could be slightly distracted unless your comment is, you know, kind of timely and is not throwing you off, you know, other things. You know, because I can tell you that that happens to me at times. Okay, oh yeah, Dr. Uche gave us 3 points where we're going. Okay, I want to type that quickly for somebody to read why we're going, where we're going, number two, and then number three, how to get to where we're going. Okay, so someone is commenting, thank you, Beryl. Pressures of life. Pressures of life. Does that not remind you, Dr. Uche, of that parable of the sower? You know, it says when the word of God is sown, the pressures of life, worries, the cares, they come and make us unfruitful. So they can be distractions. Grandma Moji says, our friends. Interesting. You know, talking about that. Well, this one is more of relatives. Dr. Uche, I remember growing up and we had some relatives, you know, they were of another faith. And I remember it's Sunday mornings when we're about to, we've dressed up and we want to go to service. That's when they choose to visit relatives. You know, they will come on a Sunday morning. And when they come, you know, they want you to cook for them, entertain them. Basically, it's as if they just target you, stopping you from going to worship. So friends, worldly pleasures, love of money. Yeah, somebody can be on this broadcast and be thinking of business. Yeah, that business deal. Have they delivered? Let me check. Let me be checking. Yeah, alert. Is the delivery man. You know, there was a day we were having Bible study. I was on a live broadcast, Dr. Uche, and the delivery guy came. I was knocking my door. And you know what our home studio is like. You've been there. So the guy was just knocking, bah, 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 and I was right there broadcasting. That was a distraction, I tell you. The guy, when no one answered him, just dropped his stuff by the door and left, you know. So, very funny. Okay, love of money, lust and idolatry can take our focus from our goal. Salvation, our heavenly Christian journey. May the good Lord help us to fully, completely avoid distractions on this heavenly goal in Jesus' name. All right, Dr. Uche, 3 things you shared with us last Sunday. And those 3 things, I'm telling you, made a lot of profound common sense. Do you want to recap on those three things that actually should help us not to be distracted?
Okay. All right. So very quickly, I'll just summarize. So I said three things that are very important. So what we did was we established initially that the life that our lives are basically, so we used a journey, just journeying as a metaphor for life. So we said life is an accumulation of mini journeys. So when you wake up in the morning, you go to work, that's a journey. You come back home, it's a journey. When you go for your groceries, when you decide to start a business, when you decide to go to school, you decide to travel, anything you do in life is basically some sort of journey. So we said the whole of life is a journey. So we said that for any journey, there are three questions you need to ask yourself. The first question is where you are going. You know, that you need to have a destination, you know. Yeah. The second question is the reason, the purpose for your journey. Why are you going where you're going? Mm. And the third question you need to ask yourself is, how am I going to get there? It's not just wishful thinking. You won't just appear at your destination. There has to be a way to get there. And so we said that for the Christian, you know, for believers, that the answers to those questions, so the first question, where we're going, is our destination really is Jesus, you know, the end point of whatever we're doing on earth, of all our endeavors, anything you get involved in, your marriage, your schooling, your ministry, your conversations, everything, the end point is Jesus. So we need to be looking for how Jesus is glorified in every facet of our lives. That's the destination. So by knowing that destination, we then know any distraction. So if whatever you're doing, whatever is going on in your life, whatever you're about to get involved in, if you cannot see a way that Jesus will be glorified in that, then you know that that is most likely a distraction. And then we said the reason why we're doing all this is because Jesus Christ committed to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Which is number two. Why? That's number two. Why?
The reason why Jesus Christ is our destination is because God has given us, everybody, the ministry of reconciling people to God through Christ. So that's how it ties together. The destination is Jesus, and God wants us, the reason why God wants us to get there, the reason why God wants Jesus Christ to be glorified in every area of our lives is because he wants to be reconciled to us. This is why he created us. This is why Adam and Eve were created. This is the whole idea, reason behind creation. So we said that if anybody's confused as to why am I here on earth, because it's a question that a lot of people ask, you know, that why am I doing this? What am I supposed to be doing at this stage of my life? You know, why was I even born? The reason is because God wants to be reconciled to you. And the way he wants to do it is through Jesus Christ. So you have to find a way. So we talked about just being reconciled to God. We talked about all the gifts we have. You know, everything he's giving us. We read from some scriptures that, you know, I won't go into now. But every gift you have, your intelligence, your looks, your connections, your money, your influence, you know, your position, your job, whatever it is you have in life, you know, God has given you that, you know, to help you along that journey, you know, in being reconciled to God through Christ. Okay. So
that's why, you know, to put it simply, the way I understood again, so everything I am doing, everywhere I am going, anything I'm achieving, it's to reconcile people to God. And how? By I do it in a way that God is glorified. God gets the glory. I do whatever I'm doing to point people, you know, to God. Absolutely. And so how do we get there? You said God gave us the help, a helper, the Holy Spirit, to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Okay, thank you for that, Dr. Uche, so that we get people also again. There are more contributions. Thank you, people. Slide or do, you can participate. The question, or rather the study, the topic tonight is avoid distractions, busyness versus business. Okay? Avoid distractions, business versus business. So you can contribute on Love Slido, or you can put in live comments on the live feed on Facebook Live. So we are reading some comments that people are putting on the Slido. You know, someone said, because we asked the question, So let's see the themes that can distract us from our purpose tonight, which is growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, hearing the word of God, hearing what God is saying to us, getting to know God better through Jesus, through his word. Okay, someone said, discussing with family members while the, I believe BS means Bible study, because BS can mean something else. I don't want to say it. So let's be careful with these abbreviations. So discussing with other family members while Bible study is going on. That's what the person means, please. Because, you know, we have people, perhaps you stumbled on this broadcast and you saw BS, the person meant Bible study. Okay, thank you. It's been edited. You know, very interesting. Someone said children can be a distraction. Can I say this? Children are the heritage of the Lord. They are not distractions unless we allow them to become distractions. Children will always be children. We train them to sit, you know, to sit still when Bible study is going on. Just tell them when it's this time, you sit. And I, you know, let me say this as a teacher, professionally trained, qualified teacher. Our children that will struggle, Dr. Uche, to keep still, even while they're in church, in a service. You only need to see them in school. They sit still in school. So how come we don't train them to sit still in church during the service? It's all perspective. You know, it's all learning to know the that, look, this is something we need to address. The children are a blessing. They are not a distraction. So they shouldn't be a distraction. It's our job to train them. When it's Bible study, sit still. Right? Sit still for the next 30, 45 minutes when the Bible study is on. Okay, somebody also said, oh wow, this is interesting, Dr. Uche. Says wind blowing the blinds. You know? Probably. I think that person leaves, you know, especially when you're living in a countryside where there are fields and there's open fields and the wind just blows against your blinds. Okay, we rebuke that wind in the name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus rebuked the wind and he spoke to the storm where the wind was blowing and the boat was sinking. Thank you, people. Thank you for all your contributions. Okay, our topic again, business, avoid distractions, business versus business. Keep the keep the comments flowing. Okay, there's questions already. Why, where you are going? Okay, three questions to ask ourselves: why you're going, where you're going, and how you get there. Okay, someone said juggling work, computer interaction with Bible study. Okay, thank you for that. All right, Dr. Uche, interesting story. Luke chapter 10, very, very interesting. Let's look at business versus business. In Luke chapter 10, you know, it's a story that some of us know. And thank you if you're just joining tonight. We are just examining the topic, avoid distraction. Thank you for joining. Maybe you stumbled on this broadcast. Thank you for joining. Don't be distracted now. Just focus. You're about to hear something that will benefit you, change your life, and point you to your Creator and save your life and heal you. Okay, in Luke chapter 10, there's a story, okay? Interesting story, Dr. Uche. Jesus, one day, the Bible tells us, went to the house of, you know, a family of two sisters and one brother. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Now, the Bible says in verse 38 of Luke chapter 10, let's look at this story. Now it happened as they went that he, that's Jesus, entered into a village, a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. That's awesome, isn't it? Welcome Jesus into her house, and then let's see what happened next. Verse 39 introduces us to her sister called Mary. And the Bible says, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Very interesting and very apt. You see, the expanded version of the Bible puts that verse 39. Let's keep that 39 on the screen. It says, Martha had a sister named Mary who was sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to him teach. What he said, his word, message. And, you know, there's something about sitting at someone's feet. You know, when you see that written in a, I don't know if that's figurative, sitting at someone's feet. What it literally means is it's the relationship you see a master having with a disciple. The master comes and the disciples will sit at their feet. They sit on the chair, you know, in the Bible times. It still happens now anyway. And you see them sitting at the feet, listening. They have been discipled. They have been trained. They have been taught. So this is the picture we see of Mary. She sat at Jesus' feet. And then look at the next thing. The Bible tells us she heard, she was listening to what Jesus was teaching. But, verse 40, Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him, that's Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. That's the picture. Martha was busy. Martha was doing business. Mary was doing business with the master, Jesus. What was the business she was transacting? That of the one being discipled and the one who disciples, the master and the disciple. The one being followed, the lead, the leader, and the follower. So we see Martha there. She was busy. Busyness. That's just the term where we coined that up from tonight. I mean, for the purpose of our Bible study. And we see Mary doing business. Kingdom business. Discipleship business. So, and then we now see the one who was doing busyness, Martha, complaining. Lord Jesus, tell her to help me. To help me doing what? In the busyness. But the Bible says that that busyness was now a distraction. Just going by the definition you gave us before. Anything that takes away our attention from the real business, the busyness that takes away our attention from business. We are just busy. Good evening, Evangelist Beretta Mills. Thank you for joining from across the Atlantic Ocean, all the way from America. Thank you. Always a pleasure to have you join us. So we can see the difference. We can see now what we mean. So busyness is a distraction from business. So what was Jesus' response? Let's see Jesus' response. Verse 41. Jesus answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Let's stop there, Dr. Uche. You are worried and troubled about many things. What was Martha doing? She was busy serving. You know, one of the things that came to me just re-examining and studying this scripture again is when service becomes a distraction. When serving becomes a distraction. We are busy serving the Lord. Listen, Martha was very hospitable. Brought Jesus into her house. Welcomed Jesus into her house. You see, that can be likened to us. We've invited Jesus into our hearts. We've received him, but we will never sit down to listen, to learn, to hear, to grow. I remember Dr. Uche when I first became a Christian. You know, 1986, I had the conviction, I gave my heart, I invited Jesus into my life, I surrendered my life to Jesus. But then, for the next 2 years, up until 1988, I was just the same person. I knew something happened to me in 1986, but from 86, 87, 88, I wasn't growing. I wasn't learning. I wasn't, you know, the Jesus I knew in 1986 was the same all I knew in 1988, until I was graciously, I'll use the word, divinely arranged to meet a sister who I saw studying the Bible. And I was asking, why are you studying the Bible? I was, you know, can I be honest, Dr. Uche? The first thing that attracted me was actually the, she was very pretty. The sister was very pretty, Dr. Uche. So, you know, a facial expression, beauty, and the fact that someone beautiful is reading the Bible. You know, that's what I call a double, you know, double barrel attraction, you know. But it was a good attraction. How can a beautiful lady be reading the Bible? So I went and I asked her. And she asked me, are you a Christian? I said, yes. Said, not just, you know, church going, you know, oh, come on, come on, Daddy AY. He said, prettiness can be a distraction.
So you, he's suggesting you almost got distracted.
Well, I was distracted, but then the beauty attracted me to the Bible, you know. So it was through her that she told me I needed to grow, that I need to grow and keep knowing the Lord, and took me to a fellowship, introduced me to what was known as discipleship, and then I began to grow. Somebody's laughing all the way from Accra. Anyway, don't worry, Sipe Urem, you are coming to meet us here. Your laughter is even becoming a distraction now. You know, people like such stories like that, don't they? So, and what I was just trying to say there is that for first 2 years, I wasn't growing, I was completely distracted. What Mary was doing there is sat to know Jesus more. But Martha is like, you invite Jesus into your heart and you don't sit down to get to know him. So what are the kind of things, the busy things we do? Serving the Lord, but not knowing the Lord. You know, there's always a mix-up. He's apologizing. Now, apologies again can be a distraction. Come on, brother. Enjoy yourself. Thank you all the way from Accra joining us, you know, from the Gold Coast. Yes. So, you know, and so we can be busy. We are serving the Lord. We're serving in church. And we think by being busy serving, we're actually growing. No. No. So the busyness of Martha trying to, you know, cook the right food for Jesus, put the right sauce in, you know, mix the right ingredients. And then she was busy up and down. And then Jesus was there, you know, talking to, I mean, Mary sat down where Jesus was and just sat at the feet listening. She was doing business. Mary was doing busyness. But now look at what Jesus said. You are worried. You are troubled about many things. Do you know what that tells me, Dr. Uche? Busyness only gets us worried and troubled. Think about it. Oh, I call you, Uche, where are you? I'm busy. I call you again tomorrow. Uche, where are you? I'm busy. And every time I call you, busy, 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 busy. The reason why we get too busy at times, we get busy with the things we worry over. Do you realize that?
Mm.
In a very subtle way. What keeps you busy? The things that are troubling us. No, God wants us to do business with Him, not busyness. Busy serving the Lord. Busy, just busy. Just serving rather than sitting down, sitting, being still to get to know who the Lord is. You know, I was looking at closely again at Martha. What could have made her to be doing, to be so busy, to prioritize a service over our worship, getting to know Jesus? You know, because if you read that story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, okay, if you read their story, oh God, thank you, Ezekiel Urem, serving the Lord is not the same as knowing the Lord. Awesome, profound truth. If you look at the story of Mary, Martha, and Martha, do you realize, Dr. Uche, that they were actually not strangers to Jesus? You know, their story, it's so interesting, can be found in another of the Gospels. Maybe next week we'll look more in depth because of our time. But if you look at John chapter 11 and then John chapter 12, you will see this family also feature in the life of Jesus. You see, for example, let's see something in that John chapter 11. John and chapter 11. If you find it, Dr. Uche, before I get there, you can read John chapter 11 to us from, I think, verse 1 to 5, you know, as we begin to round up because of our time tonight. We'll probably do business next week, and we'll show us some profound truths from there. We'll do the part two. So please, do you want to read to us John chapter 11?
John chapter 11, verse 1 to 5. Okay. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
Lazarus. Thank you. So they were people who were known to Jesus. They were familiar with Jesus. There was something you said at the start, Dr. Uche, that familiarity, pride, yeah, you know, I've read that scripture before, it's Bible study, I know Jesus, I know God, I know what is in that scripture, can actually become a distraction.
Mm.
So have familiarity with Jesus. Look at the way they sent for Jesus when their brother died, and look at what the Bible testified about them. The Bible says that Jesus loved them. They were friends. They were like, let's use, you know, modern parlance, family friends, you know, to Jesus. Their family were friends to Jesus. Jesus, you know, goes to their house to eat and all that. But then, is it that you only invite Jesus in, but you never sit down to learn from Jesus? Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." And he says, "I will give you rest." But he didn't stop there, Dr. Uche. He said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls." Rest talks about rest from busyness. Busyness. So this is, you know, just some things that, you know, to look at. So the familiarity be a distraction. Oh, yeah, is it not Jesus? He comes to our house to eat. The other day, you know, we know him. He loved my brother. Look at that. And then maybe next week we'll look in depth too at the matter. Are you a Martha doing busyness, or a Mary doing business with the Savior? I think we should just end on that note. We will look more in depth next week. So I don't know if you want to, you know, say something about that in closing tonight.
Well, you know, just to, you know, as you were just talking, you know, something came to my mind. You know, the act of sitting, you know, when someone is teaching or doing anything, it indicates discipline, but it also indicates, you know, prioritizing your time with that person. You know, because if someone is talking and you're standing, for instance, it shows that you're about to move or I can leave any time or, you know, say what you have to say quickly because I may just... So, I mean, if Mary was standing, you know, and was still there close to Jesus, so that proximity is there, but she was... Her attitude was like, okay, I'll soon pop out to quickly go and help Martha, you know, then she wouldn't have been giving Jesus Christ the priority that he deserved and that he wants from every one of us. So by her sitting, you know, it basically, apart from the humility, it basically said that, you know what, I'm closing out every other thing, you know, I'm just going to spend time with you here. I'm not in a hurry to move anywhere. And I feel that, you know, that could also be speaking to one or two of us, you know, in terms of how we use our time and how we prioritize, you know, our relationship with Jesus.
Very, very profound, you know. Very profound what you just shared. You know, the scripture says, be still and know that I'm God. And I realized that, you know, when the troubles of life, worries of life, concerns, oh, some bad news, this just came, we start running, helter-skelter, but when we learn to come and sit and be still so we can know what God is saying about peace, about whatever is going on, peace comes. Sitting still, the act of sitting still to hear God. Yeah, we're busy. Yeah, I want to do this. Yeah, this come up. Yeah, I don't know this. Yeah, you know. My older brother shared a story with me, you know, sometime. He said he was doing business and it was, you know, his business was really booming and, you know, it ran into millions. And so one day was asked also to come, you know, for a contract with another, you know, which was going to bring in some good money. And then he realized that his business was prospering so much that time because he was always having, you know, a time with the Lord in the morning. He would pray. He received direction. He was getting creative. He was getting inspiration. But that day, they told him, you've got to be here very early. You've got to be here, you know, because of the nature of this contract. So he said he got up that day and decided he wasn't going to, you know, observe the time, being still. And as he stepped out, he came under a conviction. Now, because of money, you're not going to spend time to hear me. So he said he went back inside and remained still, fellowshipped, and got up after he had spent time with the Lord. Meanwhile, the appointment time had gone, and he went to this place. He said immediately entered. He was expecting fireworks. That why did you keep us waiting? Blah blah. He said immediately the people was going to be just gotten by the door. Please, we're really really sorry. We're so sorry, you know, that we were not ready. You know, when we told you to come, blah 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 blah. Have you been waiting for long? You know, so we're so sorry for.
The ones that still apologize.
He said he learned a big lesson that day. People, let's learn to sit down and hear the one who knows, who sees the end from the beginning. You know, like Dr. Uche taught us last Sunday, how do we get to where we're going? Let's not be distracted from the word of God. Let's not be distracted from hearing God. Let's not be distracted from talking to God and having a communion and conversation. Let's not the busyness of life take us away from, you know, like what Jesus said, should I not go about my Father's business? Let's not the business of life take away from God's business, kingdom business, where we transact, we hear God, and God gives us, you know, direction. Thank you, everybody, for joining again tonight. I think there's some comments, questions. Okay, let's quickly take this. Okay, our personal goals. Okay, let me just quickly say this because we promised people to contribute. Okay, very true. Pride in form of familiarity can get you distracted. Thinking I know this, right? Okay, thank you for that comment. Ministry has distracted me in the past. I can tell you that of myself too. I spend more time serving, less time at Jesus' feet, being with him. Awesome, beautiful. Just like, you know, Ezekiel Uriam said, serving the Lord is not the same as knowing the Lord. We must, how do you know someone? You spend time with them. A servant does not really know the Lord of the house, because the Lord just says, you go and get that, go and get this, go and get that, come back here, go there, come again, go there. They don't know the heart of the master. It's when they sit down and listen. Those are the children, the sons of the kingdom. Okay. Someone said, okay, the minister's physical look could be a distraction. The minister's physical look could be a distraction. Okay. Interesting. Well, it's good, you know, when you're going to minister, smile, at least look good. Don't look like the whole world's collapsed on your head. Don't look like you're the one who went to the cross on behalf of Jesus. But at the same time, can I also say this, please? Don't look at the minister's face. Look unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher. Okay? About children, I observed since we got back, okay, I get someone from Love Assembly saying they've not been running around during service. Perhaps that's what they learned in the ark. Good. You know, maybe you've taught your children to sit still at home and watch the screen during our digital services. We want that to continue. Thank you for that. And to everyone with children, we'd like to see your children sit still now. You've got to train them to do that. Could you explain how Christians who read the word and are Jesus' disciples will keep some of the Ten Commandments and also partially follow his example of life? Of the life he lived by not honoring the true Sabbath of the seventh day? That seems like a theological deep question. I think let's reserve that for next week. Apologies to the person who asked that. That's a little bit technical and deep. So we want to keep the focus on busyness and business. So we'll probably look at that next week. Okay. Between Saturday and Sunday, which one is the ideal real Sabbath day? According to the Bible, Pastor, could you explain? Another theological question? Okay, we don't want to get too busy on theology. We will look at that next week. Give us some time. We will be coming back live on this same live broadcast, same time, 7 p.m. UK time, and the time wherever you are all over the world. And of course, you can always watch the live feed, the live broadcast again. It's going to be recorded now. Once we go off live, you can watch it again. So thank you, Dr. Uche. Don't get too busy. Let's do business. You got it right at the start. Don't be distracted. And let's focus and learn to be still. You see, the questions to the exams, God knows the answers. Mm. Learn to be still. The questions to the things bothering your heart, even the business you're doing, how do I break even? God knows. Sit still and sit down to hear from him. And like grandma prayed, may we always be still and hear from the Lord. May we not at any time be too busy to have fellowship with our Heavenly Father, as it is commanded of us in Jesus' name. Amen. May he always be our priority and everything. Thank you, Grandma. Okay. So, thank you for that. And we will take any other question. I don't know if the media team, again, can come back. And we will pray as we close. Okay. That any other questions, we will be looking at it next week. Till then, don't get too busy that you forget to do business. I mean business, real business, listening to Jesus. Continue to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.